Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Truly an interview you surely don't want to miss. Anthony Slayton featuring Tasha Page Lockhart. This song is called Turning Away, and immediately after this song, I'm going to speak with Anthony. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever been in a situation that you know you shouldn't have been in? Something that has your attention more than Jesus Christ? It's time to turn away. I wonder how I got here. What did I do to get here? Somehow I made the wrong turn, and now I'm lost and burned. In my mess I fell deep, 'cause my flesh was weak. But now I hear your voice, and I'm making the choice. I'm turning away from the things that I do that I know aren't pleasing in your sight. I'm turning away from the messed up mindset and the things that I know aren't right. I'm turning away from the past to hurt, the shame, all the things that had me bound. I'm turning away, turning away. Sing, Tasha.
When temptation tries to lure me off my course,
I will choose you. I'll choose you.
Because I've been there, not going there no more. No, no.
Wanna lose, so I'm giving you my heart.
From your love, I'll never depart. I'm turning away from the messed up mindset.
Jesus and I, 'cause I'm turning away.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the show, Anthony Slayton. Welcome to Real Gospel, Brother Anthony.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. So the song Turning Away is an awesome song.
Yes.
People are talking about it. People are asking about it. And so first and foremost, where are you from?
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Right now, I live in the DMV area.
Okay. Okay. So that is, what, near the D.C. area?
Yes. Yeah, that's D.C., Virginia, Maryland.
Yeah.
I actually stay in a town called Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay. Okay. What brought you there?
Military. I'm a veteran. I'm retired 20 years in the Navy. And when I retired, I ended up staying in government, and I stayed here.
Well, thank you for your service to our country. I really appreciate that. Oh, you're welcome, most definitely. So 20 years in the Navy. I have a cousin that retired from the Navy. He lives in Virginia, as a matter of fact. So to my cousin Mo, that's what we call him, Mo Spruill, if he's listening right now, shouts out. But what drew you to the
Very
Navy?
Diverse.
I'm an Army person, but what drew you to the Navy?
I graduated from high school in 1985, and the Navy just, you know, they made a pitch to me, recruiters, and I bought in on it. And my first thought was to develop a career in communications. And once I got into it, I realized it was for me, and I ended up staying.
Amen. Amen. And so let's talk about your walk with God and how
Sure.
you ended up becoming a recording artist. So walk us through your relationship with God and take us back to when you discovered that you really, really, did you grow up in church? Are you a PK? I mean, what,
okay.
to the list, just walk us through.
Okay, no problem. My story probably similar, just like a lot of people. I grew up in the church. My mother was deacon. My father was in the choir. And, you know, I grew up in the church and went to church every Sunday. And as time went along, I started serving. And I got into the choir. And I sang a lot in the choir. And then eventually, as I got older, I took on responsibility to become director of my choir in the area that I live in. And from there, you know, we loved it so much. We just loved to worship. I'm a man of God. I fear God. I love to worship through song. And we just started, you know, we had a couple of events at the church. And from there, people started inviting us to come to their church. And from there, I just developed a small group, you know. And they were just some of the praise team members and choir members. We got together, and I formed it, and we just went on and started going to different churches. And now, of course, we were just doing a lot of cover songs. But we used to do events, anniversaries, stuff like that, revivals. And from there, you know, I used to have other songs in my heart, you know, listening to the sermons and my pastor preach and stuff, a lot of stuff he was saying. And you know, his songs just come in my heart, developed from just from the word. And I started writing. And from there on, you know, I just, you know, start trying to do it professionally and getting to start doing, working with producers. And I initially didn't try to get out in the industry. I work with my wife. My wife is an artist herself. And she's been out there and released music and had a lot of her music chart. And I just used to support her and be her husband manager. But from there on, you know, I just said, you know, hey, I want to, you know, something I always wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, get out there on my own. And here I am now, debuting this song, Turn Her Away.
You make it sound so easy. So writing music, when did you discover you had the gift and the talent and the anointing to pen music?
You know what? It really developed from, you know, you might, for instance, you might hear you're sitting in church and you might hear the pastor preach on something or topic, really grabs you, really ministers to you in certain things. He might talk about, repenting. He might, talk about salvation. And, songs start coming to your heart. You want to take those songs. And I'm a big person. I like songs with a message. And you might want to take those songs and put it in, make it into a song. And I just start writing that way. And then, I start getting better at it as far as crafting it, crafting the songs a little better where you can understand and have a meaning to it. And that's basically how I started writing. I'm sure everybody got their own way of writing songs, but that's pretty much how it came to me. Now, this particular song, Turning Away, it's a remake, actually. The song was written by a brother named Brian Andrew Williams and Marky Willis. This song was released back in March of 2014. It was released more like a ballet song, and it topped in the top 15 of the Billboard Airplay charts. And the song really, really ministered to me. And when I made the decision to actually record something and release it out to the industry, I reached out to Brian, and because he's a very good friend of mine. And I say, hey, man, I love your song. I would like to, remake it. And that's what I end up doing. I end up, got a producer, and we just, added more to the production, and this is what we came up with.
Amen. Are you talking about recording artist Brian Andrew Wilson, who had a couple of number one songs a few years ago, and most recently, I can't think of the most current one, but I know him from Texas, correct?
Brian Andrew Williams, he was a child star back in the day with the Mississippi Choir.
Oh, Williams. Okay.
Pardon me?
You said Williams or Wilson?
It's Williams.
Oh, Williams. Okay.
No, Wilson. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
Wilson. Wilson. And he Brian Andrew Wilson, he's, yeah, he had a couple stellar nominated songs, Overflow.
Yeah, I know Brian.
Yeah,
he's a good friend. Yeah. He's from Texas. He comes through all the time.
He's from Texas.
He's in
town. He lives in Atlanta now.
He moved.
I don't know if you know, he just opened up a church.
Oh.
So he's a pastor. He's Pastor Wilson now.
Oh, see, I might have to holler at him. He's been keeping it under wraps.
Yeah, he's Pastor Wilson in his church in Decatur, Georgia, which is my hometown.
Okay.
But we've been friends for a long time. And I met him, like I said, I used to go all around the country with my wife. And my wife was on an event with him, and I heard him sing that song years ago, and I loved it, and it just stuck with me. I brought it to my church and everything. And when I said, a lot of people, when I started to get out there, they know me as, I knew a lot of people, but they knew me as managing my wife. So they never really knew me as a person that sing, even though I lead praise and worship teams at church and stuff like that. And I just, I asked him about the song, and he was very, very supportive, very, very supportive. And when I did a sketch of it and I presented it to him, he bit off on it and loved it, and I just moved forward.
Amen. Wow. We call that God opening doors in favor. So,
yes, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about, how'd you get the record deal? How'd that come about?
Well, I'm independent right now. I'm independent.
To me, that's still a record deal.
A small team of people that I work with, far as radio promotions and publicists, and doing some of the things. But there's a lot of stuff you can do. This world of technology. A lot of stuff you can do on your own.
Oh yeah.
And so I haven't even seek any type of record deal. But I know a lot of people that's in the industry, and one being Brian's manager, publicist, is Bill Carpenter, and
hey Bill,
I talked to him, and that's actually how I met Tasha.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. So, yeah, for being an independent artist, I think that you all have, you may not have the distribution that the major labels would give you, but I do believe that if done right, if done properly, and with God's anointing, doors can open that would just supersede your wildest dreams. Jacqueline Carr is a perfect example. She's an independent artist.
Yes, so, I know her. I met her father.
Yeah, Alan
Carr. Yeah, man, she's amazing, and she's so humble and sweet. And yeah, I met them, and they're very approachable. They, you know, they talk to you like they've been knowing you for years, and you just met them, so they're really very good people.
Amen. So in our closing moments here, I just want to wrap up with a couple of questions. Talk to us about what else is going on. Is it just the single right now? Do you have a full project forthcoming?
Sure.
What's going on?
Sure. Right now, like I say, this is a debut for me. So right now I have a single. I am in the studio. Shout out to my producer, super producer Teddy P, Joshua Williams, who's one of the primary producers for Ty Scott Records.
Yeah.
He actually produced that track. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm working with him now. He's working with me and my wife, matter of fact. But I'm working on, I'm just going to do, my goal is to do an EP. I'm working on my third song right now. I'm going to do an EP, a couple more tracks. And I'm just going to stick it out there and see what happens, you know. Just see what happens.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what's happening with it. It's going to continue to be aired on Real Gospel. I can't speak for the rest of the programmers around the world.
God,
but hey,
thank you.
You're welcome. To God be the glory. We have your back. And so in our closing moments, let me ask you this. Right now, I want to give you an opportunity to speak to those individuals who are fashionably late for service and they miss out on praise and worship. I know because you have been part of the praise teams. Say something encouraging to the people who continuously miss out on praise and worship. Say something to them.
Praise and worship, a lot of people know praise and worship is so important. Not only as far as your worship through song, but it sets the tone of the service. That's the opportunity. That's the time when we usher in the Holy Spirit. We usher in God. That's the time when we come together and we as a congregation and worship through music and through song. So it's so important. And believe it or not, for some people, that's they worship. That's they word. You know, that's why song selections are so important, in my opinion, because it ministers to people in different ways. But I would encourage everybody to definitely make it to praise and worship. Don't take that for granted. You know, it's worship comes in so many forms, as far as music, as far as tithing, as far as the word itself. And all of them are so important. But some people chooses a church through the praise and worship team, believe it or not.
Amen.
So,
yeah, they
I think
sure
it's
do.
Important.
They sure do. Ooh, that choir really sang. That's how they.
Yeah, exactly. And then they want to go back, you know, because it ministers them to so important.
Amen.
And that's why I tell, you know, we praise team, we pray before we step out. First of all, it's a must. We must pray together before we step out on that pulpit. And I just say we take our worship so serious.
Amen.
You know, we take it so serious that, you know, you know, how your body language, your presentation, everything is important because that congregation is watching, and you know, you just want to have try to get them engaged and to worship together.
Amen, amen. So on point, so on point. My brother, Anthony Slayton, how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get your music? What's your social media handles, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I'm Anthony Slayton. I'm being reached on all social media platforms under that name, Anthony Slayton, spelled S-L-A-T-O-N. Check me out. Follow me. I'm a star to really get out there promote. I've never really been a social media person, but in this, when you're promoting music and marketing music, it's very necessary. So, just follow me and you find out where I'm at and where I'm coming. It's a lot of stuff trying to get in the works for this summer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to just talk to us about
your music.
Thank you
for having me. I really do appreciate it, X-Man. Thank you so much, and to all your listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.